Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. Do this year's Black Friday sales have you dreaming of a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram truck for the holidays? It's Dick Toledo and my friends at Chapman Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram are giving you employee pricing right now during their Black Friday sales event. So that means you pay what Chapman employees pay. But with savings this good, you can knock out all your holiday shopping early. So you can wait for one day a year to save, or you can save on every new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event at the Scottsdale Auto Show at 101 in Indian School or online at ChapmanDodge.com.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thanksgiving Eve. It is 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. Brett Vesley in the chair. Big Dick Toledo hanging around here somewhere. Doing our thing here. It is the morning sickness. Ready to go for the Wednesday that is a Friday, that is the day before the big turkey holiday. And, yeah, people are already floating over to that airport.
I think a lot of businesses this year are doing this has been the 2020 year, miserable. Yep. You get Wednesday off.
You're taking today off? I think ours is.
What the hell are we doing here?
Yeah, I was going to say, we're here, so let's not brag about that because we got screwed out of that. And yesterday I'm walking around looking for people to do stuff with the sales. Nobody's here. Not a soul was here. So we took Tuesday off, too. So evidently, the sales department and the management got the 14% pay cut, and 14% of the days they needed to come in were also removed.
Where they were screwed. Here until about noon, and then they had meetings.
After. Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't see any of that noon stuff.
Lunch, and then I got some afternoon meetings.
I didn't see any of the noon part.
Maybe 11.
Noon Eastern, maybe. Yeah, I didn't see noon our time. Noon Rocky Mountain Standard, I did not see. I saw they were gone by 10. Place was a ghost town. It was like a weekend here yesterday. It was crazy. So everybody's already checked out. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I'd coast, too.
There's a point in the school side of it. They're like, just in case a little surge happens, we've got a little five-day break out of safety. Gives you that three-day cushion.
Give you the buffer. Yeah, I texted. There was a lady yesterday in sales named Jill. We talk about her quite a bit. Text me and said, did you do this, this, and this, and this for the Tuft and Needle? And I'm like, I sure did. Well, where is it? I'm like, it's on your desk.
Where?
And next time you show up to work, you'll find it.
The ha 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 funny guy.
Like, yep. Well, that's what work is. Work is, I do work at work, and then I bring work to your desk where you're supposed to be working, not chase you down and try to figure it all out and throw it to your email and make sure you get it. And the worst part is that there's been times. Oh, this whole Zoom thing drove me nuts. But now they're just not showing up to work. Where I'll do something and then, I'll email it. I'm like, all right, I'm all done. I can't get a hold of anybody. They're not here. So I'm like, all right, I'm going home. I'm all done with my and get calls. Oh, could you change this one
change.
Thing? I'm like, absolutely not. No. Well, I couldn't be there today because I had a mani-pedi and I had to get ready for – I've got a lot going on. I had to walk Grandma Nan needed to walk. Like, oh, okay. Well, I hope that was worth it. Bye.
Andrew wouldn't let me leave. Woman.
Right. Woman, as great as your own. Yeah, Jill's son is the Russian kid. And I'm positive. Like, she told me she had a stomachache. I'm like, no, you didn't. The boy was hungry. Look, lady, you get up early in the morning. Thanksgiving is coming for Great American Holiday. You go to, I can't say it with straight face. You go to your job. You're a woman with job. It's very funny every time. And the man calls you and says he needs you to do things, probably clean his office or rub his scrum. But anyway, he call and say he needs something. I say, my mother not coming to work because what's the point? Things get done without her, right? She's a woman.
He's recovering, too, because he just got a second star on his shoulder tattooed.
I swear to you, the greatest thing I've ever been a part of when it comes to culture clash was that little Russian kid who's been here since he's like three.
And when he first came in.
Beyond that, but I'm down there and he calls Jill while I'm down there. I'm very hungry. He's home. And it is time you come home. Give me a sandwich.
Make
sandwich. Come home to me. Make sandwich.
I am at work, Andrew.
That joke again? You lean on it, they laugh every time. It's always funny. It's your signature joke. It's great stuff. It's like when Gallagher hits the melons. Yeah, he's right. But, yeah, she didn't come into work, so I can't really get her anything, and that's just going to make the, you know, the place suffer a little bit. It's not my fault. You decided not to come in. She says she's got a tummy ache, which is pretty funny because then her husband told me, he goes, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's stomach cancer. He's the darkest human being I've ever met. So, yeah. Well, if you're not going to work today, that's fine. I wouldn't either. What are you doing awake if that's the case? Probably going to the airport. And I saw on the news last night, I don't know if it was here, but the airports, a lot of them are testing you before you get on. It's already intrusive enough. How long is this? Yeah. What kind of log jam of humanity?
Did they warn people?
By the way, you're going to pile people in space and they're not going to be able to go anywhere. So the longer this takes, the more people are standing in a room untested, waiting to get tested. And now you're spreading it. If there's one person that's got it, it's a catastrophe.
Or is it just the temperature check? It's a full testing?
No, there's some that do full testing. I don't think Phoenix has a spot you can get tested. There's one airline that won't let you on unless you're clear. And I can't remember which one it was, but they have a thing in Terminal 4 where they'll give you the test if you
or
can't
bring in the results
immediate. Yeah, the one of those immediate tests. So.
They should just. I don't know why they start using those dogs like they are in Sweden
with the COVID smeller. 96%
accuracy.
Yeah, I don't believe anything. I just think they're doing that to make people feel cozy. But either way, I'm not letting some TSA. Have you seen the TSA people with their little blue gloves handle your driver's license? And it's like, ugh, I don't know if I want that back.
Just gave it to me.
Yeah. I don't think I like the way you're dressed.
Some of them look like they couldn't get a job at Circle K for
a lot
God's
of them.
Sakes.
It's the fact that they couldn't get jobs.
Yeah.
So they're TSA agents because they were not really reliable employees in the first place. So they just jammed them into that thing. And some are great, but I've seen a few that I watched a guy sleep at the monitor. With the luggage going through,
going
and his
through.
Eyes are going. He's doing a Toledo. Sometimes you'll see that Toledo just starts to, his big-ass head starts to fall, and you're like, oh, he's going out for no reason, like meetings. Toledo can't make it through
it's
one
like
meeting.
A tree in the forest.
Toledo's eyes are just dancing. But I saw a dude at the airport that time just behind that screen just nodding off, and bags just blowing right by, and I'm looking at him like, this is terrible. Everybody knows there's nothing these guys are going to stop.
Complete really?
Accident.
A bazooka?
Yeah. I just threw my... It's all right. I got a surface-to-air missile. It's going to squeeze right past Rip Van Winkle here. So it was. It's interesting. But, yeah, I don't want them swabbing my nostrils. And
I'm a TSA doctor. Don't worry about it. You're just going to put it in your nose all the way to your brain.
Yeah, so enjoy traveling because it should be a treat for everybody. Not me. I was going to, but I'm kind of glad I'm not. Except for I fly that JSX.
That's the way to go.
That's the way to go.
Right on.
They basically said, we're not stopping terrorists. Get on a plane. Like, no security? No. And in fact, it's kind of the old gun control argument that I always said, that people want to ban super guns. They need to ban these automatic weapons and all of a sudden, not knowing that what they're talking about is nonsense because AR-15s wouldn't even fall into the category they want to ban. And then we've got to ban these weapons, ban this. I'm like, what about 9mm? Well, those are fine. Oh, so those don't kill people? Well, it would be a lesser body count. I go, okay. So you're into, like, numbers. That's the only you. Like, you kill 15 next time with an AR-15. But if someone went in and shot 9 with, with a 357 and they had 6 of them, they had tons of them, they're shooting like crazy and just keep pulling them out like Wild West, you're going to be like, yay! The ban worked. Only 5 people died.
It took longer.
Yeah, it took him longer to kill us. It was scarier for a longer period of time. So you want to do that. And so the same thing with JSX. They're like, look, we're a plane of 16 people. If terrorists blow this up.
We're losing 20 people.
They didn't. Yeah, no, we're maxed down 20. And we might debris a neighborhood and take out 5 more. That's still like really good. So you just go. It's the best airline ever. It changes the game of flying. You pull in. They valet your car. You walk in 10 minutes before your flight leaves. ID, yeah, that's you. Here's your ticket. You wait. You get on basically a private jet. You're in the air. You land. Somebody picks you up. You don't have to go through any of the crap. None of it. There's no, like, metal detectors. Nothing. And if you're dumb enough to try to hijack a plane you can't even stand up in, you're going to get your ass kicked because you're going to be all hunched up. You got no leverage. It's great.
So get there about a half hour before the flight?
Not kidding. 10-15 minutes, you're fine. You can they say 20 to be safe, but you could walk in. You give them your bag. They walk it out to the plane. air the thing, and then you just get on the plane. And you're out of there. I'm not kidding. I landed in Las Vegas from my ass getting up out of the seat to the car to the hotel lobby because it's on the back edge of the private area. It was 8 minutes. I didn't have to go through that trolley tram way to the baggage room. Yeah. My bags are sitting outside on the ground. Like, you get out, and I'm right next to Floyd Mayweather's private plane. And I'm like, look at this.
This
is for Money May's planes here, the TMT team. Take care. Man, oh, man. Hard work, dedication. And I get out, and there's my bag. Grab it, roll it, walk out the lobby, get in the car. We're gone. 8 minutes from plane to lobby, where normally it takes about 45. It was amazing. It's
and
the
so
best airline in the world.
The Vegas experience from here is basically 2 hours.
At least, yeah, depending on the luggage. There.
Well, I'm talking about traveling there.
The very worst-case scenario would be a two-hour run.
Yeah.
Hour flight, 15 on each end, hour and a half at the best. If it were traveling alone without trying to figure out, you know,
we got stopping at lotion at the Walgreens. I forgot my lotion.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You travel alone, I bet you I could leave right now and by 7 o'clock I could be in my room. Or 7:30 because it's an hour. So yeah. 7:30.
And those times we've taken, like, as the station, we've taken Southwest. Oh. It's like 3 hours by the time you get through TSA. And
It's almost worth driving.
Yeah.
It's almost like, we should have driven. I got any delay, and you're like, we could drive for 5.5 hours. But yeah, so, but that is the way to go. They don't swab your schnoz. They you know, the planes are nice enough. They're good. They're not, I'm a plane weirdo. They're in great shape. You're not getting all the, they serve drinks. You got it all. It's covered. And it's not that expensive. It's not that much different. You don't have to show up and sit around. And half the reason I think they make you do that at airports is so you eat. I think your boredom factor.
They definitely have stepped up the concourses.
Yeah, and there's something about that. Like, all right, you got to be here 2.5 hours early. And like, every time I do that, I'm usually got an hour and 30 minutes of downtime.
Yeah.
Very rarely have I needed all 2 hours before I get on my plane. I maybe once. Where the line was so long that I'm like, man, I'm glad I got here 2 hours early. But for the most part, every time I get right through that line, I'm putting my shoes back on, and I'm like, all right, well, that's the last responsibility I've got before I get on the plane. And my flight leaves in an hour and a half. I could have gotten here 90 minutes, maybe, and been, like, comfortable with this 30 minutes. But this.
What if we do find out that it's like, even you show up to your flight and everything, that's fine. But they're calling the airlines, the restaurants. Sales down this month.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We've got plane repairs for the next 2 hours.
A lot
flight
of trouble
delay.
Brewing.
Yeah. Flight delay.
Well, flight delays make it even worse. Like, they just tell you to get there earlier. Like, right now, they're even saying, I know the travel's down, but get to the airport 2.5 hours before you. What for? Every time I'm drunk, I'm sitting in there in that Four Peaks, just bombed off my ass before the plane leaves. I'm like, I'm already drunk.
That's
just we've been sitting here for an hour and a half.
$90 in Crown and Cokes for threes. You know, it's
exactly.
Great.
Yeah, I'm like, Jesus
watching
Christ.
Bundesliga on TV.
I don't want to watch German soccer league. And this is brutal. I had a quesadilla and a vodka soda. It's $143. What's going on? But yeah, I get plastered there. But I just don't buy into that. But JSX, I'm not. That's unsolicited, man. I'm telling you guys about JSX because I want them to stay in business forever.
Are they here to Vegas only, or do they fly
here
other
Vegas,
places?
They go to Denver,
maybe L.A.,
Oakland, L.A.,
okay,
San Diego. They've got a few good ones.
All right,
so they're growing, and I'm telling you, it's like once I got a Caliendo and I flew up there in February, and he's used it once before, and I use it, and we got in our car at the other side, and we both said, "I'll never fly commercial airline again to one of these locations because it's an hour flight."
Yeah.
Now sometimes, like, you fly to Chicago and stuff, it makes sense. You got to get on the bigger plane, but I'm not doing it. If they go to Chicago, I'll go to that. And I started thinking American, all these other airlines, they have to adapt this policy. They have to get to the, we're not going to hassle you anymore. If someone wants to crash it, they'll crash it. Because I don't see
anybody doing
that.
But it is true. When you get over, you know, like to Europe and they have all these little stops because it's.
Jumpers.
Yeah. It's not as quick as the JSX.
It's so good.
But it's about half the time.
Better part.
You're in and out.
You valet your car. When the plane lands and you're taxiing, everybody turns their phone right back on. First thing they do, text you, welcome back. We'll have your car running once you hit get my car on this app. Boom, get your car. They start your car.
What? Really?
It's waiting for you. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, you walk off the plane. Your bag's right there. You roll. You don't stop. You get off the stairs, grab the thing, roll it out the lobby. Your car's running. You give them a ticket and a tip, and you're on the road.
Would you like it washed?
Man.
It's unreal. Yeah, it's the single greatest thing. And I almost want to shut up about it, but it's so great. I want everyone to know because I want it to stay small. Because the bigger it gets, the more goofy, and then they got to start adding stuff, and it'll take longer. But, yeah, 15, 20 minutes before your plane actually leaves the ground, wheels up, that's when you have to show up. It's great. Oh, I want to fly now, but not today. I'm not doing it. I was going to, but. And yesterday, because they had to cancel my flight because I decided not to go to Vegas because they did everything, I wrote them a letter. They said, COVID concerns and all this stuff. I'm canceling my flight. They wrote a letter, said, give us a couple of days for the refund. Sorry, your travel plans were changed. Try that with any other airline.
Yeah.
Try that with any airline where you try to cancel the day before you're leaving. And JSX is awesome. That has got to be one of the – it's the Uber of airline travel. You're like, why didn't we do this before? Like Uber made sense out of nowhere. Like how in the world has this never been an idea prior? And once this happened, you're like, this is the way it needs to be. It's the smarter, faster way. And no, I want none of you to use it because you're going to muck up the works. Don't do it. Playdio went off yesterday without a hitch. Well, with plenty of hitches, I guess. Tons of those songs were hitches. And Leland says, with Rock Wars coming up, can we do a special category without a song on who had the best comment out of all of the listeners? I'm pretty sure I was at least in the top five.
He definitely was. Leland had bunch of hits yesterday. Yeah,
Leland had some good ones. I still stand by that one guy's They Suck Harder Than Four Guys Blowing Nine,
yeah.
Guys, which is still, that's going to live with me. I'm going to keep that in my pocket for personal use. Because that's one of those mic drop, knock the room down kind of moments. Like, this sucks more than Four Guys Blowing Nine, Guys. That's just a great line. I don't know where he got it, but thank you for passing it on to us. We had some really good ones. That guy who had cancer at the end, that really generated some good comedy.
Leland had a gem for that one.
Yeah, well, we had a few good ones. I was proud of mine on that one, which was, John, you don't believe in a God? Didn't you hear that song? And now that guy's got cancer. But Henry makes a good point. He says, do we listeners go a bit too hard on the band? Seems like we're all now going for the quick burn that will be read on the air. I caught myself typing a text to the station about one of the bands, and it would have, in my opinion, been a great joke. But I proofread it before I sent it, and then realized, you know what, Henry? You like this song. Why are you doing this? Now, don't get me wrong. Some of them are trash, and the jokes were hilarious. But just like local comics that tried for the opening spot at the Happy Ending Show back in the before times, they deserve a small tip of the cap for trying. At least a little bit of lube before we, the listeners, just go ham on their ass. Ah, F them. They don't sound like what I like anyway. Screw most of those bands. It's true.
It's how the internet works. The trolling.
Yeah. The keyboard muscles become huge during Playdio.
Do I think we're a little hard on some of them?
No.
No. I think when you guys knocked it, I think the jokes, I think it's joking. I think that's why it's okay.
Yeah.
It's just not something as simple as, this sucks, get it off, which is the lame person.
Yeah.
Like those, I hate lame. If you're going to not like something, like it without a joke. Like do it, like throw in a gag, like the four dudes blowing nine dudes joke. That's funny. Be funny about that, and it's kind of not malicious. Also, I think that some of these local bands need a kick from the audience that doesn't know them. I've been in a local band when I was in college, and I understood that my friends all said they liked me. And it makes you feel like we're great. Like this, everyone that we talk to and give our tape to and all of a sudden, they love us. And then you get in front of a group of people that don't know you. And suddenly the game changes completely. You start hearing, these guys suck. What? We do, but everyone at the Rib Hut loves us. All of our friends.
I'm going to stay at the Rib Hut.
So, yeah, you kind of self-isolate. You
kind
of go with your confirmation bias audience, and you don't listen to the outside audience. That's why I do give them a tip of the cap when they get involved in Playdio for even involving themselves. That's a big step.
Well, they know what they're getting into as well. I mean, it's not like they haven't heard the show before or Playdio before, so they know what they're getting into. I even got a message yesterday. I can't remember which band it was, but he says, man, you guys railed us. But thank you. We needed that.
Yeah.
It's same thing. I mean, he knew that he got
it. Was it the band I told that their dream should die?
I don't remember. I got to look. I'm going to look it up.
There is a couple bands that I do truly believe I wasn't kidding. Your dream needs to die.
Yeah.
Your dream needs to die. But I've done stand-up comedy before.
Keep it as a hobby. Play away.
No, don't do that. Just throw your instruments out. You're wrecking. There was some poor person who had to build your guitar. You've wasted their life.
They need to build guitars.
Sell it to someone who's going to use it properly.
Mo Money Pawn will give you top dollar for that gear.
Brett, if I owned a saline and told you I never drove it over 35,
I'd give you a smack.
Right,
in the
I don't deserve that. Yeah. They built that to go do other things.
Right.
You're not building a Stratocaster, and it's just a Stratocaster for some idiot.
They've been doing it with four-wheel drives for years.
Yeah, I know, and it's a living joke amongst the four-wheel drive community. In the world of music, hearing some of these people with their dreams, and you say keep it as a hobby, don't. Keep it as a quiet hobby in your basement, air guitar. Air guitar. You're better at air guitar than you are at real guitar, just like me. So I don't pick up a guitar and pretend I'm playing.
And those feelings about the saline come from a guy who put one around a light pole.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. He didn't remember any of that, but you're right.
I got pictures.
Yeah, I did. I've done stand-up before, and you do it for your audience, and it's like, yeah, this is great.
Flowing.
People are killing. I went up there with Kevin Nealon that one time, and he asked me to do that charity event, and I'm talking to his audience, which was people who love Kevin Nealon and had no idea who the hell I was, and I had to rely on like standard stuff.
Feeling the room.
And I was scared to death. But you know what? At the end of the night, it's like, you're really going to be great. You keep trying. And it just crushes your hopes and dreams. When
you need a place to stay tonight.
When you're on. It's Kevin keeping you in his place for a little bit because you don't have enough money for a home after that act. Like, he told me not to cuss. And he said, don't be dirty. I didn't know what to do. I did okay. But I wasn't comfortable, so it showed. It's not easy. So, yeah, you got to give people credit for standing on that stage and saying, judge me, because that's essentially what we're doing. It's crazy. But, I mean, stand-up comedy's so darn easy.
Just slaying them.
I just went up there and I killed it. I was Carlin on steroids, baby.
Anyway. And the Nealon thing, you're like, well, I know I'm getting 10 grand a pop on this.
Right.
That's I'd rather do overnights.
Here's the thing about the Nealon night, though. He was completely with me the whole time. So we're in the green room together, and he gets me an ice cream sundae. And I'm like, that's nice. I always have a sundae before I go on stage. I'm like, you do? Yeah. It's kind of a thing I do. So he's eating a sundae. I'm eating a sundae. It was a good sundae. Off of that. And I forget that. And Kevin's like, by the way, there's a lady I want you to mention. She's in the audience. She's in her 80s and it's part of this charity thing. So I write her name on my hand and say, I just want to say it's her birthday. So happy birthday to this lady. And he's like, also, if you could, don't cuss or do any like really dirty sex material. I'm like, I don't really have anything. Like, it's just don't even, if it's sexual, don't even just throw it out. And I'm like, Kevin, I don't do this. So I don't have, you don't want me to talk anything about physical, anything. No, if it's like dicks or anything, don't do that. Like, well, that pretty much eliminates everything I think that's funny. And try to stay away from husband-wife stuff. I'm like, what? He's like, because then my next thing went, okay, no dicks. I'll tell the story of how Megan thought bears were made with bread, which is a weird story. But so, all right, no husband-wife stuff. I do some of that, and I don't want it to kind of be the same show. Okay. So I'm sitting there like, I got nothing, man. And then I realized that I had eaten so much sundae that my tongue didn't work. And he goes, okay, you're up. And I'm like, oh, my God, I am up. Like, I was first. You bastard, you've got 30 minutes until this sundae wears off and you can have a coffee or something. So I go up on that thing. Hey, everybody, welcome to Improv. It's Kevin Nealon.
Oh, he's retarded, poor fella. I don't know what he's talking about with the bear thing.
So, yeah, but Kevin, at the end, Kevin, I was just messing with you. Like, you bastard, I had frozen mouth, and you took every joke
changed
I was going to tell away. And he's like, you did great. Thanks. And then people would pat me, you're going to be fine someday whenever you find a real job. So I understand how it is, but nobody told me my dream should die. I went up there and winged it well enough to get through it, but it wasn't easy. So all these people who throw themselves into Play-Doh, come on, you got this.
Tip of the cap.
And it turns into one-upping the other. That's what.
Oh, what do you mean? For the comments?
As far as the comments.
Oh, the comments are golden. That's why we do Play-Doh.
Yeah.
I mean, you think it's for local music? No. It's for the comments.
The hits keep coming.
It's the writing. The writers that we find through this is amazing.
It's an easy day for us as far as that goes, but it's brutal listening to some of it.
Oh, the music's terrible. Yeah. But it's worth it in the end for the comments. Anyway, we'll crown our winner today. And you can still vote, correct, Richard?
You said till 8.
All right. So we've got till 8 o'clock, and then we're shutting her down. 8 o'clock this morning. You can vote on our text line, 97936. You can check out all the bands that are in the final five right here at our Facebook page. So you go to that, and you see that, and then you go on and say, this is my band. And if you're friends with one of the bands, that's how this one works this year. This is basically like the presidential election. There's no rules. You can rig it. You can vote as many times as you want. It's perfect. And probably the band that comes in second is going to sue the band that comes in first and will not concede. That's just like the way it works now. So good luck to everybody.
Text Pladio,
yeah,
and then follow the prompts.
It's simple stuff. That's all you got to do. And yeah, and you'll have the lines on there. So 97936 Pladio, and it'll lead you right to it. I didn't vote. Did you vote?
No.
I need to vote. Did you?
No.
I need to vote. We're in on this. It doesn't change anything. I know who I'm voting for. I know who I'm voting for.
Don't taint the pool.
Well, because I want to hear what Summertime Sodomy, the theme song, sounds like. I may or may not vote for that band. I probably won't.
You just want to say some effing band every morning.
Yeah, thanks, some effing band. Oh, that's, man, you might have dissuaded me again. But I do fear that their song for us would stink. I don't know. There's some good ones out there. We'll see. But we got a good final five. I wish we could have had the live show, but we couldn't. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. A good one to get this last day before Christmas envelops us. That's basically what we've got. You eat, you fill up, and the next thing you know, it's just sleigh bells from here on out. Give us a good wake-up song, and we'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fees.
I have heard enough of this.
Do this year's Black Friday sales have you dreaming of a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram truck for the holidays? It's Dick Toledo and my friends at Chapman Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram are giving you employee pricing right now during their Black Friday sales event. So that means you pay what Chapman employees pay. But with savings this good, you can knock out all your holiday shopping early. So you can wait for one day a year to save, or you can save on every new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event at the Scottsdale Auto Show at 101 in Indian School or online at ChapmanDodge.com.